Thank you very much, Murray. I have a particular interest in the decision today on the terrace and gas. There were two chapters of the Council of Canadians that filed briefs before the BC Utilities Commission, and one of them was the Powell River chapter, and there was a great quote in there from a U.S. energy analyst, Kurt McDuff, and he said that, Kurt McWolf, and he's been an analyst of energy situation in the U.S. for 35 years. Anyway, he said that Kinder Morgan is an illusion that would make Houdini jealous. And now it's my pleasure, my great pleasure, to introduce the national chairperson of the Council of Canadians, Maude Barlow. It's rather a daunting task, actually, to introduce Maude Barlow. I Googled her, and you know, at the bottom of the page, it says the number of pages. There were 18 pages, and then there was a thing that said more. I was afraid to click on that. Maude Barlow is the national chairperson of the Council of Canadians, Canada's largest public interest advocacy group. She has recently been awarded the Right Livelihood Award. It's Sweden's Right Livelihood Award. This is an award given by the Swedish Parliament, and it was given to Maude for her, and I quote, exemplary and long-standing worldwide work for trade justice and the recognition of the fundamental human right to water. Maude has written a number of books. In fact, this is an 18-city book tour, and she could almost do a different book in each city. But her book that she will be speaking about tonight and on this 18-city tour is the title of the book is Too Close for Comfort, and Maude will be speaking tonight about the issues in her book and promoting the Council of Canadians' campaign to stop further continental integration within the United States. Please join me in welcoming Maude Barlow.